So we can get started. Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the Customer Standing Committee call, Meeting 3. Today is Monday, November 21st at 2200 UTC. Roll will be taken in accordance with who's listed on the Adobe Connect room. If you're only on the phone bridge, please let me know and I'll make note of your attendance. As a reminder, this call is being recorded. I hand it over to you, Byron.
Thank you, and welcome everybody to our third meeting. I sent out the proposed agenda last week, and I know that there have been a few documents circulated, not the least of which, of course, is the proposed report from PTI. Are there any comments on the my proposed agenda? Anything anybody wants to add to it or make comment on? Seeing or hearing none, then maybe we'll just we'll dive right into it. So again, welcome everybody, and thank you, Elise, for putting forward the proposed report. Agenda item number 2 is actually to talk about the report specifically, to have a discussion and review the draft monthly report. Which was certainly quite comprehensive, and I know there was a few comments that went back and forth subsequent to Elise circulating the report. And I think that, as we all know, the real goal of this meeting is to get comfortable with that draft or some version of the draft so that we can get our first report out in short order. And I know in discussion in Hyderabad, the goal was certainly within the third or by the third week of November. So the primary goal of the meeting, I believe, is getting comfort around a first version of this draft report. And I think we all acknowledged in Hyderabad that it didn't necessarily have to be perfect out of the gate. It has to be reasonable and fulfill basic requirements, but that we will be able to also evolve it along the way. And, you know, I know some comments were made on the list over the last little while. And before I turn it over, you know, I think that I'll just make a couple comments on it, probably in line with Jay's email. And that is some sort of description up front would be helpful. And I know that Trang had taken a stab at that and sent some documents. So I think that's a good first step. And also that Jay had suggested that, being that this was the first one, that it would probably be worthwhile to have some, you know, first edition intro to what this report is all about, perhaps even a little bit of what the CSC is about. So I just wanted to say that I sort of generally agree with those comments. With that, perhaps I could just open the floor up to some initial discussion and feedback on what we saw in the report, if there was anything wildly missing or people concurred with Jay's comments. But basically, as everybody's seen the report, I'm going to assume that, and I just wanted to throw it open to have some initial general discussion on the draft report. And I guess I would be remiss without saying thank you, Elise and team. It was certainly, I thought, fairly comprehensive for a draft report. So any initial comments or thoughts? And you can just put your hand up on Adobe Connect, because I don't think there's anybody only on the phone. No, no comments. It's perfect right out of the gate. Okay, Jay, thank you. Go ahead, Jay.
Thanks, Byron. So if anybody else has other things, then I'm happy for them to go ahead with. Otherwise, I thought I would pick up on the things from my email and talk through those.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Okay. Right. One thing, sorry, before we do that, Byron. You said there's been a document from Trang. I haven't seen that at all. So I'm not sure what's happening there.
Byron, this is Trang. I actually had only sent it to you for initial feedback before circulating it to the group. So it actually hasn't been sent to the group. Would you like me to forward?
Yes, please. Sorry, then I am remiss in having not forwarded it on.
Sure, no problem. I'll forward right now. Thank you.
Okay. So moving on with my comments then. So first things, I know there was a couple of comments on the list about how comprehensive this was. I think this is exactly the level of detail I was expecting. It's great. Thank you for that. The first thing then, my first point is that the exception reports are all at the end of the document, and I don't think that's very easy to read. It would be nice if they came where, you know, in line with wherever the particular the threshold breach was or wherever the issue was. Is that possible to do? Or do others agree with me on that?
Any comments or thoughts on that? Now, Jay, just to be clear, when you say, so in line with wherever that particular metric or item is, or would it be worth having the exceptions at the start of the report actually highlight the things that are exceptions?
No, okay, the answer is no, because I'll come back and explain about that. So the actual exception, I think, should be just beneath the table or above the table that where the exception is, so that you can then, because otherwise I have to go back and read the exception statement and then go back to the table to read the other figures and, you know, go back and forth a couple of times. It's just a little bit complex doing that. And to answer your second bit about exceptions, that comes in what I suggested, I think, is a bit of narrative that should be at the front of the report, which is my second point from my email, which I would pick up a little bit later.
Okay, thanks. Elise, go ahead. I know Elise suggested she was having some microphone problems. If you're speaking, Elise, we cannot hear you. I think she's going to try to figure that out. Any other comments? Jay's comments make intuitive sense to me. Any objections to that? I guess we'll wait to hear from Elise to make sure that she doesn't have any particular objection. I can't imagine she would. She's going to type her message to us. Suggested that, and I'll read it, it may be that our, and this is from Elise in the chat, it may be that our program to create the report may not be able to do what he's asking. So I guess the question then would be, can we confirm that it can do it or not?
Yeah, thank you. I think we should start right at the very beginning that I need to find a nice way of saying this, so apologies if this comes across as a bit tough, but the system can't do it is not an excuse we should ever hear. Okay? We simply shouldn't hear that one. Okay?
Okay. So let's go back and make sure that the request has been made, which seems reasonable, and let's confirm how it can be done. Elaine, go ahead.
Thanks. Can you hear me okay?
A little muted. If you could speak louder or closer to the mic, please.
Okay, I'm sorry, I missed what Jay's request was, that the question about the system being receivable was. Would you mind repeating that, please?
Can you say that again, please, Jay?
Yeah, sure. So in the report, the exception text is all at the end of the report, and each of the exceptions is then in a table there. I would prefer that each of the bits of text went up to the actual table of measurements that it refers to, so that when we're reading that table, we can read the reason for it there. It's just it's a lot easier to interpret the report that way than to have to switch backwards down to the table at the end.
Okay. Yep, I got it. Makes sense. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks, Elaine. Cal, see your hand is up. Go ahead.
Thanks, Byron. I think my comments somewhat mirror Jay, but maybe some context to my earlier comments on the mailing list. The reason I was surprised that the report was so polished was that I was literally expecting tables and text, just plain information, and that from there we would drive the publishing requirements. So I was surprised I already had a publishing solution, and I feel actually that maybe going to a publishing solution this early, we will continue to have these kinds of problems where we ask for changes, but we've already developed a solution to publish in a certain format. So it might be better if we acknowledge that the raw information is better, or at least just tabulated, but no publishing and glossy solution for the time being, until we come up with a format that we're happy with, and then we develop a solution that suits our needs, because it looks like we may need to re-engineer that solution already, yet this is our first report.
Okay, thanks, Cal. So I think there's, as I listen to this conversation unfold, I would say there was a couple of things that strike me. Thank you.
You had the echo because Elise just joined the call. I'm sorry. I was not able to talk till now.
Okay, welcome, Elise. So I'll get you to chime in a moment. But one is, what do we have to do in the very immediate future to get a report out that is reasonable and contains the required information? And then two, what do we want this report to actually look like in the longer term, or in next iterations? So I think one thing we should consider is how close to okay for publishing is this report as our first draft report, recognizing there are things that we clearly would want to change, or are there things that we must change to simply put out the first version of this report in the next short few number of days, which I think was our collective goal coming out of Hyderabad. So I'm going to let everybody ponder that question and those two separate questions, rather. And in the meantime, Elise, go ahead.
So I just wanted to thank everybody for your comments and go back to Jay's question about we should never have an answer that the system cannot do it. And I think that what we're asking for in the exception area, or what we tried to do in the exception area, was to provide explanation that's narrative, and that was to be able to summarize exactly why certain things were later. And I haven't yet figured out personally how to do that programmatically. And so the narrative in the exceptions isn't programmatically generated. It's not that we can't provide space in the report and go back and programmatically write that in, but that does take time and energy, and it's more manual processing than we had hoped to do. But I also take Cal's point that The report is more finished than he'd expected to see, and we're really pleased that we could provide such a finished report. But yes, it does mean that we do have to go back and relook at how we do that to try and interleave the exceptions in the table instead of having a separate section for the exceptions. It would be easy to pop the exceptions to the front of the report, but I think we just need a little more work to see how we would slot them in between the sections. That's all I wanted to say, and it was too long to type, but thank you. Sorry for being delayed on having voice connectivity.
No, that's fine. Thank you, Elise. Jay, your hand's up. Go ahead.
Thanks. So just to be clear, it was only the last part that I was asking for, which is the text interleaved with the tables. I'm not asking for it to be programmatically generated. I think it's better if it's handwritten, personally, or but it doesn't matter. I'm really agnostic about that. It's simply where it appears in the report. Secondly, just to answer your question, Byron, there is one must that I would suggest that we should have before this report goes out, which is a glossary of terms or some explanatory stuff associated with it, which, as I noted in my email, is I called it a reference appendix with common terms explained. It'll rarely change. It'll go at the end of the report, and it allows people to just look up and see what does this mean, what does that mean, you know, that sort of thing when they read it. So it's not it's largely a one-off work that then possibly gets updated a couple of times a year, that's all.
Yeah, and I would echo that a basic glossary of various terms utilized throughout the report absolutely should be part of the report and will likely change little over time once it's established. So perhaps actually as an action item, we can take that down, please. Cal, your hand is up. Go ahead.
Thanks, Byron. I just wanted to clarify what I understood this report was for. I thought this was to be consumed by the CSC so that we could make our own report to the public that included a clear statement that we thought either PTI was on track or was failing in some way. We would need to make some kind of summary judgment or assessment each month. So I don't see this report as just being cleaned up by us and then released. I see this as perhaps an input or an attachment to something that we would provide, but I think we need to create a report, even if that's just a couple of paragraphs or very brief. I may have misunderstood our work requirements here. So perhaps you could let me know whether I'm off track here or not.
Thanks, Cal. Elise, before we go to Cal's question, Elise, did you want to follow up?
I just wanted to follow up about the glossary of terms and then also mm-hmm. to support Cal's comment as well as Elise Lindeberg's in the chat, because I thought that was what the action items that we had from last meeting said. But as to the glossary of terms, since you'd like us to add that into the current report that we've published, could we just borrow those glossary of terms from the design team A's glossary, or would you like us to define them ourselves? It seems like we've implemented this based on design team A's glossary, so I would like to just provide guidance that we may just basically plagiarize them from that design team report, if that's okay.
I would expect that, personally, I would expect that that's okay. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. So assuming the terms are the same, then I certainly don't see a problem with that.
Okay, great. Thanks. And sorry, now I'll let you get on with Cal's point.
Again, Cal, I completely agree. It wasn't my sense that we would just take what Elise had pushed out and just effectively forward that on. I think you're absolutely right. And when we go to some of the action items from the last meeting, it's how are we going to take this and communicate it out was still one of the action items. But I think, you know, it would make sense that the raw report, we should publish that. The raw, and when I say the raw report, whatever it is that this report that we're talking about ends up being, but also then would have the CSC's stamp of approval or not, including how close or not they are to meeting all of their objectives. So I think that is absolutely an analysis and a comment that we would have to make, whether I would imagine it would be fairly short, unless, of course, there were metrics not being made, that would be the preface to also providing the detail that this report does. Cal, you have your hand up? Got a new hand? No. Jay, your hand's up. Go ahead.
Thank you, Byron. I think we should separate out here the reports we receive from the report that we send. And we need to avoid talking about publishing the report that we receive, because the CSC is not publishing the report we receive. PTI are publishing the report we receive. Talking exclusively about the report that we receive, my comments are about what should go into that for it to be a report that I think is suitable for the community as that. And there are some things that I would like to see for version 2 or whenever, but there are some things I think even for version 1 should be in there. Now, separating out from the reports we publish, the report we publish we only need to do, I think, quarterly. So we shouldn't rush in to do one of those now. I think we're probably better waiting until we have three PTI monthly reports before we then write any form of external report, because we wouldn't really have anything to say, I think, yet, necessarily, to start off with.
Cal, go ahead.
I'm not sure if I misunderstood there or not, but Jay, were you saying that we would not release a monthly report as well? I thought that the CSC had to publish something monthly as well as quarterly.
Maybe I've misunderstood that then. I thought it had to do just a quarterly report. I apologise, I may have got that wrong.
Is Trang on the call?
I am. Hi, Byron. I was just going to type into the chat a reference. The CSC charter says that the CSC will analyze reports provided by the ANA functions operator on a monthly basis and publish their findings. So I think we've been inferring all along that means that the CSC would publish some sort of the findings on a monthly basis upon review of the monthly PTI performance reports. And then on a quarterly basis, the CSC charter also says that the CSC is to provide an update to the customers of the naming functions on a quarterly basis, which could be provided to the CCNSO and RYSG at ICANN meetings.
Okay, so that was more the what I thought we were going to be doing, which is putting forward a monthly report from us. And before we go there, I think in the chat, Cal, I believe, made a good suggestion. Perhaps we can separate the two reports and let's not get hung up on the word just yet, as the PTI report and the CSC report. The PTI report being like the one we have in front of us, which identifies the metrics and any gaps, and the CSC report being our comment after having reviewed the PTI report on whether the AIN functions operator is meeting its requirements. So I think Cal actually makes a, if we could use that going forward, Cal actually makes a good distinction there. And that it's my sense or my belief that on a monthly basis, we should be affirming or not whether the AINA functions operator has lived up to their base requirements. Elaine, your hand is up. Go ahead.
Thank you. So it sounds to me like our analysis of the PTI report, we're supposed to publish our findings based on an analysis of their report, and that could be as simple as a one paragraph, we've met all of their requirements this month, or a scorecard or something like that. It sounds to me like this is completely wide open and we haven't discussed it and we need to define what that actually is going to look like. Same thing with the quarterly report.
Yeah, I think the quarterly report, we have more time and we can probably push that one a little bit.
Okay. Well, I don't feel like we need to repeat anything that the PTI has in their report. Rather, it should be a brief summary of, as you said, whether or not they've met their requirements and then draw attention to any issues that be outstanding. But I certainly don't want for us to end up publishing a 15-page report full of metrics. And you can just reference theirs.
Right. So in terms of the form, which we may consider important or not, but it would be my sense that on a monthly basis, what we put forward should be fairly short. Now, with the assumption that, on average, PTI is getting it done and there aren't issues. But assuming we're reporting on something that there aren't major issues, that our report would be fairly short and just affirming that we have reviewed it and we are satisfied that the AINA functions operator has met their requirements for a given month. I'm not sure we need to say a lot more than that on a monthly basis, and then on a quarterly basis have a slightly more fulsome discussion in terms of if we've noticed any trends or issues or anything else. So to me, when I look at how we would break those up, that's initially how I would see it going. Elaine, your hand's up. Did you want to make another comment?
No, that sounds good, and I want to point out James' comment here in the chat that the monthly CSC report could be limited to a scorecard with minor commentary, and that's what I have in mind as well.
Okay. Elise?
So I was just going to mention that one of the action items from the last meeting was for ICANN Trang to draft some text, and I think she just sent it as this mm-hmm. meeting started. So that was kind of along the lines, I think, of what everyone's been saying, where it's just a short, brief comment. Depending on the contents, it would change, of course, as to whether or not it was acceptable. But I think you do have a couple things to work from if you'd like. Otherwise, I guess you could start from scratch.
Yeah, and Rhea, are you controlling the presentation? Is it possible to put that up?
It's the email that Trang sent just shortly mm-hmm. ago.
Sure, give me 1 second.
So this will give us something to focus on in terms of the type of commentary we could make on a monthly basis on the CSC report.
No, absolutely not.
So essentially, as you, I'm sure you're all quickly reading, but essentially it is the CSC's comment on the PTI monthly report, which in this instance provides three categories, essentially excellent, that all service level agreements are met, satisfactory, and needs improvement. So this would be a very brief, essentially a brief review, and our comment on whether PTI had met all of their required SLAs. Cal, go ahead.
Thank you. Just looking at this report, I think there might be need to add one or two other sections here, specifically about something that we think we may need to track over more than a single month, such as the we saw that the time to submit had increased, and I think there were some issues with software performance in the latest report. If we agree that they might be transient, we move it to the next month. Then we should report that in the monthly, in our monthly report, and in the following month, if a trend continues, then we might need to take further action. So I think that should be addressed here, that we've either agreed to postpone assessment for a time period, or we've decided to escalate it. And the I think that's probably it. Also, if we decided that we needed to extend the SLAs or change the SLAs associated with something, that should be noted here as well, I think, although there's probably some operational procedures around that we haven't discussed yet.
Thanks, Cal. And again, I just also want to say that Trang did send this to me. This is my fault. I own this one. I just thought it was to everybody. I didn't take note of the fact it was only to me. Anyway, my apologies for that. Jay, go ahead.
Thanks, Byron. Pretty much the same thing, two things that Cal suggested, a just slight different take on them. We need a things that we are tracking or watching section. So there may be something that is... not yet become a persistent problem, but is a problem that we are that we're aware of or want to see. And then the second one, it may include there things that we have decided are not problems. For example, something that we know is going wrong regularly, but there is a specific plan in progress or something to deal with that, and therefore it should be discounted. And then the section, similar to as Cal said, is a things that we believe should be changed or in the process of being changed in terms of the metrics. So in this case of this report, there are some metrics around technical checks that I've suggested in the email should be changed, and that's the type of thing, if others were to agree that to be the consensus view, would then be in this section there, so that we would... they would still be able to get the appropriate level of finding with a note that because we believe this should be changed, therefore that's not counting against PTI.
Okay, thanks, Jay. Any other comments? To effectively, Jay and Cal have approached it in a similar way, articulated a little bit differently, but identified a couple of extra criteria which are more qualitative in nature, qualitative comment regarding we've noticed an issue, we're tracking it, and it carries on, or there are issues that we have identified that we're comfortable there's some remediation in process, and have those qualitative comments in addition to the three categories articulated in the report in front of us. So those seem reasonable. Are there any objections to that? So perhaps as an action item, then I could ask, Trang, could you take this report away and add that kind of a commentary section to it?
Yes, certainly.
Thank you. So if we took this as the foundation of a report for us, at least in the near term, recognizing that as we move forward, it can absolutely be updated and improved, is this would that form the basis of a report that we could be comfortable with in terms of format? Elise? Your hands up.
I was just going to ask if we go with this format, which I think sounds like an excellent idea, I was wondering if we're going to have time on this call to then go through the report and the comments and decide what things would fall into your report so that we could have a chance to discuss that before you decide what you put into the tracking, such as, you know, Jay mentioned that he suggested that the metrics for the technical checks might be changed. And I know that Cal mentioned that we had called that a software development issue, and that's because if the metric stays as it is, we were going to have to investigate how we might be able to optimize in order to try and meet the new the old SLA. So I would just like to make sure when we discuss what might fill in those parts if we agree on having this tracking section. Thank you.
Okay. Just as a time check, since it's almost 22 the hour, and this is scheduled as a one-hour call, and I know it was scheduled in a relatively short order, so I want to respect everybody else's time, but also acknowledge that I have quite a hard stop. So given the magnitude of our agenda, I'm wondering if anybody has any thoughts on how to proceed on the question that Elise has just asked. And I might just throw a possibility out there that some of us take a crack at doing what Elise has asked, and then we could put it out on the list to come to conclusion on it or find objection, whichever transpires, as opposed to identifying items one at a time on this call. But Jay, your hand is up. Go ahead.
Thanks, Byron. Yeah, I think I've already done that on list. So, to be clear, we started off talking about the PTI reports, then we segued over to the CSC reports, but we didn't finish our conversation on the PTI report. So it'd be nice just to go through some of those points around the PTI report. I've sent the ones I've got on the list, the relatively minor ones, but straightforward ones, and I don't know if anybody else has done any yet, but if we could just finish those off. So would you like me to go ahead and just talk through those briefly?
Sure. In 1 second, though. Before we leave the CSC report, as it's now loosely being called, are there any final comments on the CSC, or have we found the path forward? Are there any objections to what we've suggested so far? Cal, go ahead.
Just the only thing I want to point out was that if we are going to make changes to SLEs, as is one of Jay's recommendations, and be required for the CSC report, we have to acknowledge that going forward there will be some sort of process for that. I don't think we'd want to be changing that every month without some kind of formal CSC process. Even suggestions where I think they're quite reasonable, we still have to, I think, come up with a method for changing those SLEs.
Okay, thank you. Any final comments on the proposed CSC reporting template? Okay, seeing none, let's go back over to the PTI. And Jay, did you want to pick up on that?
Yeah, thank you. So there's a number of bits of commentary, I believe, should go into this, but we'll leave that for now. That's not necessarily important. The one bit I think is important is this targets for technical checks. My view is that we have set them too tight, given that the PTI hasn't met them fully, and it would have no noticeable impact at all on customers if they were changed from, say, to 10 minutes, which is perfectly suitable. I mean, they could theoretically change to 30 minutes, and I think it would have little or no impact on customers. But 10 minutes is quite reasonable in this regard. So I wonder if others are, what others feel about that particular point.
Any comments? No, nothing? Cal?
I presume that these SLEs were derived from previous performance, so, and it might not be our role to have this tighter hand on the day-to-day operations, but I was wondering why, or if you at least could tell us why the performance is now above, I guess, historical performance, and I'd be interested to know if the trend is going to continue to increase, or if it's always performed this way, it just wasn't observed in the same manner as the last month. So if this is a historical trend, I'd like to understand it and not ignore it, but I do agree that it doesn't actually have any material impact on customers if we were to increase it to 10 minutes.
Thanks, Cal. Elise?
So, Cal and everyone else, some of the SLEs and SLAs were set at a much lower rate than our historical target. And, for instance, this was one that was slightly lower than we had historically had. And I guess there were aspirations that we could meet this target. There were also one, the CCTLD delegation and redelegations is set 50% lower than our historical target. So there were discussions with the design team, and in the very end, a compromise was made, and basically the design team decided how to set these. So some of them are based basically on data, historical data, and some of them were more based on aspirational targets. So that's how some of these were set and why the CCTLD delegation and redelegation is a lot lower in SLA than it has been historically, as well as technical checks and even the some of the routine responses due to a three-day SLA versus a five-day SLA because of holiday times. I hope that answers your question, Cal.
Thanks, Elise. Okay, in terms of where we're going to go, where we go from here, changing those metrics right now, Jay, just tell me, is there any particular reason why we would need to do it in this first report or right now?
Okay, what I'm suggesting is in our report, in the CSC report, under one of the new sections I've suggested we add under there that we are that this particular bit we believe needs to be changed, and therefore we are not concerned by the failure to meet the threshold as previously set for that one. We don't need to change it for this report. We change it through a process to be determined. And if that process takes 3 months, I don't have an objection to that. We would just simply, in each monthly report, note each time that that is an area that we are looking to change.
So strictly flagging it in the commentary then at this point.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but agreeing in principle that it should be changed, and then it then follows whatever change process, management process we need.
Okay, fair enough. Any feedback on that? Any objection to that? That path forward?
Yeah, this is Lars Lehmann from A. As I commented in the chat, is it really up to the CSC to change the SLA? Do we have that mandate? So my take is that we're here to observe that the SLAs are met and to comment on that as if you wish, as an auditing function, but doesn't it require a wider discussion in order to change the SLA? I don't know. So it's an honest question.
Byron, may I? This is Trang.
Trang, go ahead.
So the CSC charter says that the CSC may recommend changes to the SLAs. However, it would have to go through approval by the CCNSO and the GNSO. Now, the process by which the CSC agrees on what SLAs to change is not defined, and I guess that's something that could be defined in the operational procedures of the CSC.
Okay, so...
And one more thing, if I may add. If the CCNSO and GNSO approve whatever recommendations to changing the SLAs that the CSC may have, I just want to remind everyone that these SLAs are written into the IANA naming functions contract, so it would have to go through a process to revise the contract. I don't believe that that section of the contract require public comment period, but I'll have to go back and double check.
Okay, so it's a pretty robust process, and getting it through both of those supporting organizations, well, would be somewhat time-consuming. Even if it was fairly straightforward, the time required would be in the months, definitely, I would think. Jay, did you have a comment on that?
Thank you, Byron. A couple of things. I think it would be very unusual for the CCNSO and GNSO not to agree any changes that we proposed. That would seem to suggest there would be an alternative route for assessment of the SLEs and SLAs, and somebody else making a judgment outside of us as to whether or not they were suitable. And I don't believe that's likely to happen. So I think we could. I think that's an important point, because my concern here is that PTI should not use any unnecessarily exert any resources or any time trying to correct this particular item of the SLA if we in principle then agree that it can be extended, you know, it can be made easier for them to achieve. You understand there's a complexity in here that if it were likely that there was a possibility that CCNSO and GNSO were likely to disagree with us as the CSC, then PTI is in an awkward position of not knowing whether they should take our word for it and stop developments on that, or whether they should worry about what the GNSO and CCNSO say and continue developing, trying to improve their systems to meet that particular target. That's one point. And the second point is the same point I made in the face-to-face meeting, that we need to tidy up this contractual issue. The changing one individual line of this metric, one metric, should not require a change to the naming functions agreement and then a public consultation about that. That's just ridiculous. There should be a separate process that is set out in the naming functions process whereby this particular SLA is a signed document signed by two parties, but that can be dealt with independently provided the correct agreement has been given by the CCNSO and GNSO.
Jay, I don't disagree with you, and those are good comments. Those are issues that we can continue to take up over time. I still, what I want to do is make sure that our focus in this meeting is about getting a report that I think we all want to get out to the community as promptly as possible. You raise absolutely valid issues, but I think those are issues that we should consider in further meetings. My only, and just to be clear, my comment was that this, and I'm only going to speak for the CCNSO, being relatively familiar with it, certainly not the GNSO. I absolutely don't think it will be an issue at the CCNSO. My only comment was, given the dance card in front of the CCNSO with a whole host of issues, just it may take some time to work its way through. Not that the CCNSO would reject what the CSC is suggesting. So I just want to make sure that that's clear. That's not what I was suggesting at all. Does anybody have any further comments right now? I think that Jay made a good comment. I mean, I think that was an important comment to pick up on regarding not putting PTI in a position to expend resources against something that we as the CSC believe should be changed over time. So I think that that is a fair comment, and as such would be worthwhile noting in our qualitative comments section of the CSC report. Is there general agreement on that? Or is there any disagreement that anybody would like to express on that? Okay, I think we have general agreement on that. Again, trying to be sensitive to time, we only have about 5 minutes left in this hour, and I want to make sure that the primary action item that we wanted to attend to is attended to, and that is the CSC report on the PTI report in our first month. So I know could you put our agenda back up, please, Rhea?
Will do.
Thank you. Since it's looking like we're only going to have made it to agenda item number 2, given the discussion we've had thus far and the suggested improvements to the CSC report and the requests made of Elise to work through some of the reformatting on the PTI report, and the primary qualitative comments that would be added to the CSC report as expressed by Jay and Cal in particular, I would ask that perhaps Trang could take a crack at reforming the CSC version of the report and put it back out to all of us, so as I do not fail to forward it.
Yes, Byron, I'll do that today.
Thank you very much. Are there any final comments or thoughts on agenda item number 2? So I just want to move on to agenda item number 3, which is the distribution of the CSC report. So there are a couple things we can do. Clearly, it can be on the CSC website. It can be pushed to this list. Everybody on the CSC. Also, I think all the chairs of the ACs and SOs as well as all TLD managers to the best of our ability. Are there any other recipients who should absolutely be on the distribution list? Lars, go ahead.
Thank you. No, I was just commenting that the obvious customers here that you represent need to be there. But I guess but circulating to the SOAC chairs is probably the right thing to do. Is there any party within the ICANN Corporation that we need to reach? I don't think so, but...
Well, from a formal standpoint, I'm sure you're right. I guess I assume with all of the ICANN staff participating in this that it would work its way back into the organization. But you're absolutely right. There should be some...
There should be an address, an email address that,
yes.
that's an obvious recipient of this report. But I think the most important place to put it is on our webpage.
Right.
Yep. And it should go in pair with the PDI report so that people understand what we're commenting on, and the PDI report should be untouched. That's my personal view, at least.
Okay.
Thank you.
So maybe, Trang, I'll just ask you, who should be the official recipient within the ICANN Corporation? But that aside, the direct customers, the TLD operators, the chairs of each of the SOs and ACs, all of the folks on the CSC, is there anybody else who should be on the distribution list? And again, it can evolve over time, but certainly from the first one, I think that would be a robust list to start with. Oh, the red, Jay's suggesting the reg ops list, the regional organizations. Yeah, that's fair. Okay, well, let's start with that, and then we can certainly add from there. Lars, your hand is up. Did you want, is that an old one, or did you want to say something else?
Sorry, old.
Thank you. Okay, so Trang's going to spin another version of our report based on the comments today. We have determined at least a preliminary distribution list, which I think I'm okay with. We are basically at the hour, on the hour. One of the other items that that we need to take care of is the future meeting times. And I just want to make sure, Rhea, that you've taken care of that. You're going to be taking care of that.
Yes. When is the next time you all would like to meet? Would you like another call before November ends or in December?
Well, one of the reasons I raised that is because there are obviously agenda item number 4. We are not going to get to that, so we're going to have to push agenda item number 4 to the next time we meet, as well as the fact that we're going to receive a revised version of the report later today or tomorrow from Trang, which we are going to have to be comfortable with or not and make further suggestions. I'm going to suggest we take that to the list because I know what a challenge it will be to try to get this group back together in person on such short order. So unless there's any objection, I'm going to suggest we take the next version of the report as produced by Trang and take that to the list for further discussion with the goal of getting the CSC report out this week and sooner rather than later, but also that Rhea try to organize another call before the end of November, as well as try to get our regularly scheduled calls going.
Okay. I will send doodle polls for both.
Okay. And I know this, we most definitely didn't get through the agenda that I'd hoped for, but I know it was probably an overly optimistic agenda. So thank you, everybody. This is a work in progress. I think, you know, we've made decent progress on the first version of this. We'll put it back out to the list and we can continue the conversation. But all of us recognizing that the goal is to have this report out this week. Okay, thank you very much, everybody. With that, we'll adjourn this meeting for now, and we will see each other on the list in the coming day. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, all.